We ask for your patience tonight. Our recording secretary is on vacation, and Mr. Hogg is going to be.
I have my pen warmed up and ready to roll, folks. Watch out.
So talk very slowly.
I don't write very fast. No big words, please. You know
that. We can't.
I did take a shower, folks. I don't know what this is, but, you know. Dr. Shervin is out of town and will not be here for the meeting, and Carol, as you've indicated, is on vacation tonight, so this is us.
Okay, so Council, if you would wait until the roll call to vote, and vote when you're called on, please. I know we all get a little anxious sometimes, but we're trying to make things easier for the recording secretary to record the minutes, and this has been a request. If you would please give your vote when you're called upon. One other thing, I've been looking through a lot of things about order in the court. I was looking at Robert's Rules of Order, and that's really a little more sophisticated than I think. I've had a talk with Mr. Hogg, and that's pretty complicated. But we are trying to keep organization within our meetings. One of the things that I highlighted on here, because this has come up, and George Wright has said this to me numerous times, when you run for a council seat or mayor, you know what your job is. You know it requires time. And one of the clauses in Robert's Rule of Order is the fundamental right of deliberative assemblies require all questions to be thoroughly discussed before action is taken. So sometimes people think our meetings are long or that I should cut people off. And we try to keep it to a minimum because we don't want to be here until 11, 12 o'clock at night. But all things do need to be discussed where everybody feels that they have a mutual understanding before, especially sitting up here on the council before you have to cast your vote. So we just ask your patience. Are there any additions, deletions to the public agenda?
Motion to accept the agenda.
Do we have a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion passes. Minutes of the pre...
We haven't called the roll.
Oh.
We have to call the roll.
Oh, I thought the roll was before that.
No. Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stumbaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Thornburg, I got
Thornburg.
It in my mind.
Moving you way up there.
Yeah, I tell you, you know.
Thornburg.
Yes. No. Yes. Whoever you're voting for, right? Councilman Mullen.
Yes. This is going to be a long meeting.
Okay.
Anybody out there know how to take shorthand?
Anybody want to sign? You know.
Okay. Do we have approval for... Whoops.
That was fine.
Right?
We
okay? Okay. Approval for minutes from the previous meeting. I have a motion.
I have one change on the
We have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Aye.
Mayor Stumbaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, reports from the presiding officer. I sure hope some of the things happened last week were because of the full moon, but we seem to have a number of things happen last week. I'd like to just remind everybody, the town employees, the town staff, and people on council, that we're here to represent the people of the town and to try to make things as good for the town as we can and the town people. Sometimes I think we just need to be reminded of that, and I hope that we can continue to pull together and work together for the best interests of the town. Town attorney?
I have nothing to report, Madam Mayor. We're busy, but not that I need to report on this evening.
Thank you. Chief Baldwin?
Yes, Mayor. There are two items in my written report to council tonight. One was about the COPS grant that was discussed at the last council meeting. Looked into it, and Councilman Brown was correct. It did have a July 2nd closing date. However, it was not the COPS grant that we discussed on the council floor. It was not the COPS grant that I believed I had approval for. Therefore, I did not make application to it. I did advise council by email about that. The other issue is the disposition of our police canine. I detailed it in my report. There's an action item later on. Request to retire that dog to the handler. I also would like to note that we have two new officers in the audience with us this evening. Mr. Brandon Dunning, who's finishing up at the Delaware State Police Academy, and Mr. Gar Owens, who comes to us from Baltimore City. They're both here with their families, and you'll have the opportunity to swear them in a few minutes. That's all.
Mr. Hogg, town manager.
Thank you. I gave you a belated report this afternoon, which is on your table. I apologize for spending two delightful weeks in Ireland, but somebody's got to do it.
We understand.
Okay. I have nothing else to add.
Glad you had a good time. Okay. Any reports on committees?
A reminder, the Finance Committee will have its monthly meeting on Tuesday at July 10th at 5 o'clock. And you'll be down there.
And I'd like to make a note that the business development meeting scheduled for July the 5th is canceled and changed to July the 12th at 8:30 downstairs. And we will have a personnel on July the 11th. At 5 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
There are minutes of the Parks and Recreation Committee meeting from June 26 in your packet as well.
Okay, this portion of the meeting is open. Oops, let me back up one. Do you want to do the swearing in?
Mr. Brandon Dunning, come up. You're first welcome to come up. And if either one of you or both, you can hold the Bible together.
I've been appointed a member
of the Police Department of the Town of Smyrna, Delaware.
The Police Department of the Town of Smyrna, Delaware.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
And I'll bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution.
To the Constitution.
And I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will support the government established.
That I will support the government established.
In the State of Delaware.
In the State of Delaware.
And in the Municipality of Smyrna, Delaware.
And in the Municipality of Smyrna, Delaware.
Under the authorization of the people.
Under the authorization of the people.
And I do further solemnly swear.
And I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
Perform all the duties of a police officer.
Perform all the duties of a police officer.
In the interest of all the people.
In the interest of all the people.
According to the best of my ability and understanding.
According to the best of my ability and understanding.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Now the other officers had that memorized before they come up. Congratulations.
It came up.
Okay, I, Clark Owens.
I, Gar Owens.
Having been approved a member.
Having been approved a member.
Let's start over again. I, Gar Owens.
I, Gar Owens.
Having been appointed a member.
Having been appointed a member.
Of the Police Department of the Town of Smyrna, Delaware.
Of the Police Department of the Town of Smyrna, Delaware.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To these constitutions.
To these constitutions.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will support the government established in the State of Delaware.
That I will support the government established in the State of Delaware.
And in the municipality of Smyrna, Delaware.
And in the municipality of Smyrna, Delaware.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I do hereby, I do further solemnly swear.
And I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly
perform all the duties of a police officer.
Perform all the duties of a police officer.
In the interest of all the people.
In the interest of all the people.
According to the best of my ability and understanding.
According to the best of my ability and understanding.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You guys ain't gotta be that fast.
Yeah, we have to start with you too.
Hi. He was a good workout.
Good, good.
Apparently, Will is teaching me writing the diversion work. We got Seth out of here. He'll be back.
Okay. This portion of the meeting is open to visitors to come to the microphone right over here. And when you step forward, if you would give your name and address, we allow 3 minutes to each visitor to address the council. This is your time to address the council with any concerns. The council is not obligated to respond at this time. It's a chance for you to have a voice. Would anyone like to step forward?
I'm Barbara Alsop, 748 Dorchester Court. It was brought to my attention that there are some political signs still out in the town, and there's one near the townhouses, I think Mount Vernon Street. So it's next to Salvation Army. So I just wanted to bring that to the town's attention. And I know this has been taken care of, but I know for me and also for people that had mentioned it to me that at Memorial Day there was no wreath for the veterans. And that, to me, as a resident here and also to some of the residents that had spoken this to me, they were a little upset about that. And I know that it's been taken care of with phone cards, but also it was mentioned at the last meeting that some do not want to even spend money for a wreath. And to me, that's disrespect to the veterans. On a positive note, I had to get the negative out first, I'm sorry. We're just trying to help things move along, but I just have to say that Park and Recreations I really feel the town is really trying to come forth and be more unified and things like that, and anything else that comes up in the committees to unify the town and bring us together to welcome new people and just to get to know other people better, it would be a great thing. So I know I missed the jamming at the beach. I heard it was a lot of fun because I had another meeting to go to, but I'm looking forward to some other activities too. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to come forward?
Okay. Hi, I'm Michelle Blanchfield, 10 South Main Street, Apartment A. In behalf of Dwayne Davis, I'm not sure if this is when I need to speak, but earlier today we had a problem with my electric getting cut off, and he has medical issues, and they said that there was nothing else that they could do. And if he does not take that medicine and that nebulizer does not work, he dies. And they didn't want no part of that. So, and meaning being, I don't think the paper is going to like that or anybody else. Because if that child dies, that responsibility is not going to be on myself. It's going to be on everybody that allowed that decision to happen. So whoever made that final decision, because I kept calling, I don't drive, I walk. I walked over 3 different times just to make sure that that was taken care of, and it still was not taken care of.
Mr.
That's
Hogg,
why we're here.
Mr. Hogg, could you look into that?
No, I'm not aware. I wasn't aware of it till now. I knew we did like 300 and some cutoffs today, but I don't remember. I don't know the particulars.
Right. The gentleman that just stepped in, he was one of the ones that I'm not sure his name. I didn't get his name. He didn't bother telling me. I did ask in writing that they put that in writing, but they didn't want to do that because that's a responsibility.
What's your address, ma'am?
10 South Main Street, Apartment A.
Apartment A.
And they said it was because I didn't pay anything on my bill. My bill might be $500, but I offered to pay $1. I work part-time. I don't get no state help. I don't get child support. Did I go through the state? Sure, I did. His dad is supposed to be able to make sure that he gets his medical stuff. He doesn't do it. So me being a parent, me being a mother, I take care of my son every way that I can.
Ms. Blanchfield, have you tried to go to the state?
Yes. Yes, and also I went to Catholic Charities. Funds were not available.
Back on that?
I'm sorry?
Is your electric on that?
Right now it is, but we're not allowed to use the refrigerator. They made us unplug the refrigerator. The only thing that we are allowed to do is to plug in that machine. If it's in the middle of the night and that machine cuts off, I have to call 911. If I don't have a phone in my house. My cell phone is prepaid. Okay, so if I don't have those minutes, I can't call 911. I can try to carry him. He's 70 pounds, well, 69 to be exact.
Who told you that you had to unplug your refrigerator?
The last time that I came in and the last time that I spoke with somebody over the phone, because they said that somebody would be here till 6 o'clock, I came over here right then. That was at 5:57. At 10 South Main Street, trust and believe. And putting up with him, trust, that's a whole lot.
Okay, Ms. Blanchfield, we will take this into consideration, and thank you for bringing it forward to us.
Not a problem. Always.
I do want to make the public aware. It's really a tough thing for the town. As Mr. Hugg said, it started out this morning with over 300 disconnects. A couple of months ago when they gave us the figures, there's over $100,000 due to the town of bills that have not been paid, utility bills. So as much, you know, in cases when someone is dependent for medical or something like that, there does have to be exceptions made. But we just want everybody to understand $100,000 would buy a new piece of equipment for the town, or it would do a lot of things for the town. So it's almost like being between a rock and a hard place. Maybe that'll help people understand a little bit.
Madam Mayor, I don't want to put Mr. Hogg on the spot, but what is the town's policy on disconnects? I mean, there's a state law on this situation. I wondered if the town has a policy.
Yeah, the town basically follows the state law. We do have a provision for medical conditions. I'm trying to think what the name of the device is. Help me out. Darryl,
nebulizer.
There's a device that we put on
load
the a load limiter. I'm sorry. A load limiter that we do put on that basically provides enough power for a nebulizer, an oxygen machine, something of that nature. We have to have on file a certification from a doctor that equipment is medically necessary and appropriate. Generally, what we do is try and, anybody who is behind on their electric will offer them the opportunity for promissory notes. We'll work out budget plans with them, but we do reach a point where, if a customer isn't paying their bill, we at some point have to take action. As the mayor indicated, we are probably carrying close to $100,000 worth of outstanding utility bills, which is a significant amount of money. Everybody who comes in has a hardship of one kind or the other. We try and do our best to work with them to see if we can find a way to help them or refer them to other services like Catholic Social Services.
Well, one of the reasons I brought that up, and I asked Ms. Blanchfield, I don't know if your medical certificate is current or if you have one on file, but that could be an issue if you don't have one.
Yeah, if it's on file, that's important because that's the...
That is on file, and it's approved by the doctor and everything. They didn't ever say anything about a budget plan or anything else. Like I said, if they said, can I pay something today, that's what they asked me. No, I can't. Okay. I work part-time because that's not the only medical problem that he has. He takes four different medications other than just being on a nebulizer. He has asthma. He has severe allergies. He gets bit by a mosquito. If that's not treated right away, that takes his breath. If my air is shut off, they said do not turn on any lights. I have a hall light that stays on. That has nothing to do with me. That has something to do with the electrical and the wiring. I can't control that. So every time I had that low limit thing, they just came out and put it on today. Every time that...
Excuse me one second, please. If the audience is going to talk in the background, could you please step out in the hall? This chamber doesn't have a lot of acoustics in it, and it is very disturbing. Thank you.
Every time that I plug this in, because of that light being on, and there's only allowed to be so much electricity ran through that load limit, it's going to trigger it and shut it off. I told them that.
So, Ms. Blanchfield, they didn't offer you a budget plan or nothing today, a promissory note?
A promissory note, nothing. Do you remember who you spoke to when you went to the electric to pay your bill?
She said she talked to three different
people. Two different guys. I'm not sure.
Probably talked to James. Okay, I'll look into it tomorrow.
Ms. Blanchfield, what side of the street do you live on, Main Street? Do you live on the east side or west side of Main? West side?
If you go behind the school building, it's an apartment behind there. It's on
the east side.
And you have been to the state? Have you been to the state for help for other things?
No, I don't get child support. I don't get food stamps. I don't get anything.
Have you tried to get food stamps and stuff?
No.
Hey, the system's out there. Use it as much as you can.
No, I don't want to use the system.
I mean, it's there for needs like now, and it sounds like you need some help.
You need some help, and that is what it's there for, and you know, it's coming out of our tax dollars. So other people are using it, and you're entitled to it. So rather than end up in a situation like this, you really should look into it.
Because you got a little guy there that needs
right,
it.
But the last time that I tried, they said I made too much money. That was making $7 an hour. Being a single
that's
too much money.
Well,
I was in the town hall today, and I tell you, one place you don't want to be in is town hall on the day of cutoffs because it wasn't pretty. And you know, it's no excuse. I'm not making an excuse for anybody, but it's a lot of stress, a lot of tension, and I'm sure by 6 o'clock today, they were contacted pretty much by almost 300 people, so patients were wearing thin.
I understand that, and money is something that you can go out and work for or whatever. A life is something that you cannot bring back. So if I lose my son, I cannot bring him back.
I understand. I've lost a child. I know what you're saying.
Whoever's decision that was, and they said that was the final decision, now I have to be on my P's and Q's at all times. If I have to stay up 24/7, I'm going to do it just to make sure that my son stays alive. Plus, I got to work in the same year.
Okay. Well, Mr. Hugg said that he would look into it, and we suggest that you look into some of the social services and things that are out there. Thank you for coming in.
Ms. Blanchfield, before you leave, can I have your number so I can make contact with you and follow up on this matter? You do live in my district, and I want to make sure that if you need help, you can call me to let me know. Let me be your advocate on your behalf. That's what we're here for, okay, ma'am? Thank you.
Grace Sentence, 522 Smyrna Clayton Boulevard. I just wanted to tell you that the churches in this area have a ministerium that all the preachers belong to, and they do help people in emergencies. And perhaps they could help you get caught up on your bill or, you know, with what you need. But also, Asbury has a food pantry. If you contact them before 1:30 in the afternoon, they can help you with that. But they also may be able to give you contact with the ministerium. Okay.
Conrad Hebert, 693 Lake Drive West. If you contact the ministerium and they turn her down or something, please let me know. I'll pay the bill.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm Jackie Vineyard. I'm the owner of The Gathering Place, 34 South Main Street in Smyrna. I have pictures, and I'll just pass these around so you can see what I'm talking about, but I'd like to have these back, please. On June 21st, about 2:15, John Buclo, who's a town inspector, came into my store to let me know that I cannot sell produce in the street. I asked him why not, and he said that it was not allowed on Main Street, but it was okay on Route 13. I wanted to see a copy of the ordinance that he claimed that I was breaking, and he said he had it back on his desk at the town hall. He went on to say that selling produce was in violation of the Board of Health. I asked why, and he said it would draw flies. I told him that the violation would probably be handled by the United States Department of Agriculture and not the Board of Health, and I asked who sent him. He said Janet Vince. He then said that they received an anonymous complaint. I asked what the complaint was, and he did not tell me. He said it was anonymous. I then told him that I read in the Smyrna Sun-Times recently that the code enforcers could not hide behind the anonymous complaint anymore. I wrote this down so I could stay under 3 minutes. I'd like to know why Janet Vince would send out a building inspector, that's what it said on his business card, to tell me that I was in violation of the town codes and breaking ordinances without having a complaint in writing and a copy of the town ordinance to justify that I had been doing what was wrong. I did have a customer come in while John Buglow was telling me not to sell produce in the street. It was on the sidewalk. And she left without buying anything. I'm not new to the downtown. This is my third location, and I've been in business for 7 years. At 6th East Commerce Street, I sold herb plants on the sidewalk grown by the FFA at Smyrna High School. I had an outside stand and banners, which I pulled in each night. At 11 West Commerce Street, my second location, I sold produce in a stand in the front of the store, and Dave Hugg was aware of it because we had tried to start a farmer's market, and we had it set up at the Citizens Bank parking lot. We paid for advertising and no farmers came, so I sold produce at the store because we had advertised we were going to have it. I feel that I'm not doing anything wrong. I speak to my neighbors, and what I'm doing does not offend them. I'm not drawing flies. I'm clean. You see by the pictures how much space I have on my sidewalk so people can walk. And I feel that this building inspector was sent to harass me by Janet Vince. She told him to come by to my business, and he took it upon himself to say something to Paula Johnson at Divine Messaging because she also had a table out that day. I had taken him to her business when he was telling me that I was breaking the ordinance because I wanted a witness to hear what he was telling me, because I've gone through this before. Paula had a table in front of her store. She was selling her merchandise at sale prices to market, and he told her that she couldn't have tables or anything on the sidewalk for that matter, no sandwich signs, flags, or banners unless it was a special occasion. She responded by saying it was a special occasion and it was the first day of summer. She's quick. I'm displaying my goods on the sidewalk. I'm not selling them in the street. It's not a produce stand where my cash register is right there next to my produce. I have a store. They bring their stuff back into my store that they want. I have to weigh the tomatoes, and they are actually they have an opportunity to see what else I have in my store. I try to be tasteful, and I try not to offend my neighbors. I talk to each one of them, and like I said, I've been in business for 7 years downtown, and I feel that I really try hard to work with the town and to get along with everyone. I just want you to be aware of the treatment that I'm getting from the town hall, and I feel that it's a certain individual because I need planning and zoning inspections, because I need rental inspections. I need to work with the town, and I'm not going out there to cause any problems. I'm working real hard to do what I'm doing, and this is my form of living, and I feel that I'm being harassed. It's fine.
This problem has come to everybody's attention last week. It is on the agenda.
It is.
For discussion, code enforcement.
Yes.
And we will specifically be addressing that. Also, there is a rewrite in sign ordinance that is going to address a lot of the things. What I was saying is this issue is on the agenda for tonight. Also, we do have an ordinance, a rewrite for the sign ordinance that is going to be going forward in front of a couple of committees for discussion, and the council is going to spend quite a bit of time on it. So a lot of the issues that you mentioned, hopefully these two things will get them cleared up for you.
I appreciate it. And I'm not out to try to be above the law, so I was told. If I'm doing something wrong, it's because I don't know I'm doing something wrong, because I try to do my homework before I do things. I went to classes for food preparation, and I know what I need to do in order to sell what I'm selling. And like I said, if it's up to the USDA to tell me that I'm doing something wrong, then I'm sorry and I won't do it.
Jackie, Quentin brought this before my attention last week, and your business license is a general retail license, correct?
It says retailer of various goods.
Right, okay. That's what I was wanting to make sure. And then the second question is, have you, since that incident, have you kept your produce on the sidewalk?
Yes.
And you have not been harassed, correct?
No. Okay. I spoke to Bill Presley, and he stopped it right as that day.
Okay.
But I just wanted to bring it up to your attention because, like I said, I need the inspectors to come out and look at my rental property, so I need help in the future also.
We're doing our best to take care of it, okay?
Okay. Madam Mayor, before Ms. Spinier sits down, this is my first knowledge of this, but there is an ordinance in the code book, and the council, if you want to address this and permit it, you may have to address the ordinance. But at Section 5826, placement of goods, wares, or merchandise on sidewalks prohibited. No person shall permit any goods, wares, or merchandise of any kind or nature whatsoever to be placed or remain upon any sidewalk within the corporate limits of the town without the written permission of the town council, except for the purpose of loading and unloading. And then there's an exception for newspaper boxes, which are permitted under the Constitution, the First Amendment. But there is an ordinance. mean, I don't know what motivated, but there is an ordinance on the books that does prohibit that.
I was going to make that point as well, that unfortunately the ordinance is very specific, and the fact that people have been doing it and not been cited for it is probably a function of other things being priorities and no complaints. But in this case, you know, the situation that you all create when we pass these ordinances is that, you know, if John or Janet or Diane or Rennell or any of them get, or Keith get a complaint, then they're bound to go out and review it. And if they go out there and review it, and in fact the ordinance says thou shalt not sell one tomato on the sidewalk, then that's what they have to enforce. And the reason they went next door was because if they told you couldn't do it, and then, you know, Paula couldn't do it either. And if you remember, Jackie, this came up. In fact, you were on West Commerce Street in your second location, and it became an issue. And I think you were actually instrumental in having us deal with the problem, because the person on the corner of the four corners had the sidewalk essentially blocked. So it's, you know, it's one of the, it is a catch-22 that maybe the Business Development Committee or someone needs to look at. But
well, on Jackie's part, she did have a letter, and it was dated 2005, Jackie?
2002, I think it was.
For the council, that they approved it, that they could have stuff on there. The council approved it back then. And when it all happened, I went to Janet, well, since somebody was in our having fun, because I know we said back in October, November, when we did with the signs and all, that we were going to try to put everything on hold until we got the ordinance changed, unless it became a problem. And I had talked to Mrs. Vince, and she agreed that she would put it on hold until we got everything straightened. And I went to Jackie, because I went out there personally and seen what was out there, and I told her, I said, you got to make sure you have a 4-foot clearance there, and you got to keep it clean. If not, the town's got to enforce it. Because the problem was, I looked down the street, and our library has got 3 tables out there selling books.
Right.
And I'm like, yep. What do I do now? I just stuck my foot in my mouth.
Yes, you did.
You know? So...
Right.
If it goes one way, it's got to go with the rest.
As I say,
right.
Dave, isn't that quid pro quo almost? I mean, if we're allowing one business or one of our own organizations to do it, why can't
they
we?
They shouldn't have been.
And they shouldn't have.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't make any difference if they're.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
Are we
if they were out there, they could have
council?
Very easily been
we're not.
Asked to also take their stuff off. But we're not exempt under that ordinance. But.
Because that same day, I also drove by and I saw the books from the library, and I was like, well.
Jackie, did you write a new letter yet?
The merchants have agreed to meet. We just need to come up with a date, and then once everybody agrees upon the letter, yes, I will come back and I will ask you permission in writing, and then.
But I had told her to bring a new letter to council.
And the good news, Jackie, is we are working on this. We're working on ordinances. So we realize there's a lot of things that need to be updated, and there's some changes that need to take place. So whichever comes first, it is being worked on.
And, you know, the biggest issue I said to her, as long as it didn't become a hassle or a big public issue.
Hopefully,
it does look good out there.
Hopefully we'll have an ordinance that will address all these issues and also deal with the merchants' concerns, too. And that's one thing that the public's got to remember. We have a lot of public workshops, a lot of public hearings on a lot of items. A lot of the ordinances that we're going to rewrite, every single one of them is going to come up in public hearing. Without your impact, we do the best job we know how. That's the only thing that we can do. But without the public's input, we can only do what we know. So we need your help to write common sense ordinances that are gonna reflect what Smyrna needs to be and what Smyrna needs. So help us out, will you, and attend the public hearings and give us your input.
So are you still selling produce?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's actually one of the first things I've ever sold to get the people right in the door.
Well, I have a complaint. Because I was going to your place tonight to get tomatoes, and there weren't any.
I sold out.
Jackie, You better bring him something.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would like to make a suggestion, though, just to kind of make it semi-official. Mr. Hugg, if you could tell your staff on some of these ordinances that we know need to be rewritten, as long as it's not a question of public health and safety or other emergency concerns, can you ask your staff to kind of hold off on or at least
I would like to ask for them to come to Mr. Hugg before they...
I wasn't aware of it until after it happened, but... Please don't ask the staff to...
vacations because too many things.
Please don't ask the staff to knowingly violate the town ordinances.
Okay.
At least they can.
We can exercise judgment, but don't ask us to violate the ordinance.
Because they could come to Keith. That's what we've hired Keith for.
Yeah. Okay. That's just, I mean, if you would. Okay.
And make a judgment call.
Right.
Letitia Pickett, 24 North Main Street. I'm here this evening because we have an issue, and we've brought to the council several times a year ago about, I'm sorry to say this, the three condos on Mount Vernon. The situation is that we had a heavy rainfall Thursday night, and we brought to the council saying that we have a water problem. We've approached John several times, telling him that we do have a water problem to be taken care of as soon as possible, and nothing really has been done. Like I said, Thursday evening we had a lot of rain, and Saturday I went to the back of the property and all the water has come into our carriage house on the corner. I have photographs of the bathroom being flooded out with muddy, dirty water. You can see today where the water has settled and come into the property in the back. It's 14 inches high towards the fence. The dirt is pushed against the fence 14 inches high. It slopes up instead of going down towards the sidewalk and street. So we're getting water problems, and we only had our first heavy rainstorm. We need help. We would like this to be taken care of as soon as possible for them to bring the ground is higher over there where the condos are. They're up on a hill. The little house in front of us, in front of the carriage house, is also higher. I have photographs of all the things that I've just mentioned, the bathroom flooding, the elevation of the ground. I will pass it around, and when you get an opportunity, if we can have them back, it would be good. We know it's a problem. We have approached the council. We have done other things about this problem. However, we need something to be done right away, not just to hope that it just gets solved. However, the condos have not put in their plantings, their trees, or grass, whatever they're going to do there. So this matter, if it's going to be taken care of as soon as possible, would be the best. It is a problem, and it's not going to go away unless there's something going to be done. We need the ground to be brought up to level to our ground. Our grounds at our home is down 14 inches, and they built this up. So I have photographs for you to pass around to see the problems that we have. Thank you very much.
I believe Mr. Fletcher was out at your property and met with you today.
Yes, he was.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Vicky, can you recall the... prior to this council meeting, give me an estimate. When was the last time you were here on that matter? It wasn't on the same drainage issue?
No, you weren't. I am sorry to say you weren't at the council at that time. But we've been here way, way before this was going to be built.
Before Bernie time, DB?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay.
But Mr. Fletcher, who is the manager of building inspection, did tell me tonight that he has been out at the site and met with Mrs. Pickett and is aware of the problem. He will address it, and we'll get back to her quickly on it. He is aware of your issue.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ms. Pickett also called me this morning and asked me to come over and look at the property. And it has washed down by the carriage house, and it's actually washing the it washed the dirt away at the edge, and it's going underneath of the carriage house now. The carriage house is what, 1800s?
1800s. And we have no rot problem on the house at all. It's sturdy, and we have not ever had any water problems until this situation. And I feel that we really would like to take care of this as soon as possible because we like everything just right.
And I would like to request also, Dave, if you could get something done because she has a beautiful property.
I'm aware.
She took me through the carriage house, and it is very structurally sound, and I'd hate to see anything happen to that.
Thank you very much.
Would anyone else like to speak before the council?
John O'Grady, 516 West South Street. When is the town going to be in compliance with Americans with Disabilities Act? My wife and I, when it's nice outside, we take our dogs for a walk, and we walk around town and we go up Commerce Street. And some of the sidewalks are really steep. I mean, if somebody's in a wheelchair, they got to ride down the road. I mean, down past the firehouse and on up. There's no ramps or anything. They're at least 8-9 inches. I don't know. I've been wanting to say it, talk about this for a while. So that's all I have.
Thank you.
A short answer, which is not an excuse. Commerce Street is a state-owned, state-maintained street, so we don't have much jurisdiction over it. But your issue is an important issue because there are a number of places in town that we do have intersections that aren't compliant, and as we've been doing our street paving program, wherever we've been doing a project, we've made the curbs compliant. But there's a lot of areas in the town that, for whatever reason, just have never been done. There's areas on Main Street as well, which is also a state-maintained road, and we get into this fussing match with them over whose road it is. They politely don't want it when it involves spending any money on it, but then when we go out to, cut a hole in it to fix something, they make Daryl run through, all kinds of hoops and permits and permission. But it is a significant issue, and I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Hey, would anyone else like to step forward? No one else stepping forward, we will close this portion of the meeting. Under old business, ordinance number 004-07, Appendix A, zoning ordinance reference hotel/conference center. Both of these ordinances were brought up at a workshop that we had on June 27th, so the council had an opportunity to really review these and bring up comments. Do we have a motion?
Are you going to do them individually or together?
Better do them individually.
Individually. Yeah. We should.
I'd like to start doing things individually. I don't like just grouping things
together.
That's
fine. Okay. Do we have a motion?
No, we don't have a motion yet.
Go ahead, Jean.
I'll make a motion to accept ordinance number 004-07, allowing the use of a hotel conference center. Guidelines for allowing the use of a hotel conference center.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
In our workshop, we discussed the building height, and I'm not quite sure what to do about it. I know 60 feet is probably the maximum that the fire department can.
The fire department actually said they would prefer 45. 45 is about the height of the Christiana Care building, and the reason that they said that was their ladder truck raises to 60 feet, but they have to lean it when they go to a building, and when they lean it, it takes up extra, that span takes up footage. So they've requested that we try to stay at 45 feet, or if we're interested, if we would like to buy them a new ladder truck that extends further, they would be very happy.
I wasn't at your workshop, so I don't know what the discussion is. You know, buildings of this height and much greater height are routinely built everywhere. This 60 foot is about a 5-story building. Normally, in a building of this type, you don't fight it with an aerial ladder. You fight it through, you know, the sprinkler system, the interior firefighting equipment. I mean, they all have standpipes. They all have firefighting apparatus on every floor. Otherwise, you'd never have a tall building, let alone a skyscraper. And I don't believe 60 feet is an excessive height. It is taller than any building in Smyrna. Our standard height for everything is 45 feet at the moment. But I would suggest that 60 foot tall building is not a particularly tall building, and especially if it's built as a hotel conference center, which means it has to meet a whole host of pretty rigid state fire code provisions in addition to ones that normally would be met by a commercial building. I also don't know that a building less than that height would be economically viable if somebody was really trying to build a first-class hotel conference center. You need a certain number of rooms and a certain number of spaces in order to make a hotel conference center. A good example is the Sheraton in Dover or the Dover Downs facility. And the Sheraton in Dover is basically the model for this ordinance, to give you an idea what you're dealing with.
Okay, any other discussion? Okay, can we have roll call, please?
Okay. Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stombaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Thornton?
Yes.
Councilman Mullen?
Yes.
Sherman is not here. Councilman Brown?
Here.
Here. Yes, present. All of the above, right?
All of the above.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman White?
No.
Okay.
Okay, motion passes. Ordinance number 005-07, Appendix B, Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance Reference Open Spaces. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept ordinance number 005-07, amending section 5.07 regarding open space requirements.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I've got a question, actually, because I've been reading this all weekend. And we hashed out quite a bit of some of the problems that I had with it during the workshop last week, which is great. The question I have in Section 7, it's on the third page. Active recreation open space shall be centrally located, blah, blah, blah. And additionally, the area shall be graded in such a manner to render it usable for active recreation purposes, and shall not have slopes greater than 10%. My only problem with this is the 10% slope. That's you would be generally house lots, driveways, garages are the optimum is 3 to 5 percent. 10% seems excessive. We couldn't really use it for, say, a ball field, soccer field, something like that, because of the slope. It would have to be regraded. I'm kind of thinking that maybe we ought to reduce that to 5%, but and my other question is, there isn't any requirement in here or any kind of language in here except in the very last part, and then it doesn't make the developer put up any amenities such as playground equipment, swing sets, slides, courts of any kind, anything like that. It just said active open space, but there isn't any requirement for any of that. And I'm just, my question is, do we have some kind of requirement for actual equipment for open space, for play areas, stuff like that?
The only requirement that I'm aware of is in the, I think it's in the R3 zoning district as it relates to apartments. We require them to put in some basically what I would call tot lots or small recreation facilities. Historically and traditionally, we and most jurisdictions have asked for dedication of land. It doesn't mean you can't ask for more than that, but I mean that's traditionally been the open space approach, is to get open space, you know, land area, and then it's the you know, the town and the neighborhood that ultimately decide what kinds of recreation equipment.
And we can ask any time that they bring a site plan to us, we can ask them.
Yeah, we can make those requirements, and particularly in, as I say, we do it for apartments. I don't know that we may have done it recently for the townhouses that Mr. Romano is building on Carter. I know there's tot lots in the apartment complex. I can't remember whether we did in that or not, but we have from time to time asked for some other amenities, and normally they'll provide them, but we have not in like the Sunnyside Village, for example, to stay in the same area, where basically what we got was open land dedicated for recreation that we then later develop.
Mr. Hall?
We talked in the meeting, we didn't want to have, you know, a swing set here and a swing set here. Yeah. If that was, we ended up with a bunch of little places, it would have been nice to take both of them swing sets and put them in a big park.
Mr. Hall, what happens if an HOA retains control of open space at that point?
They retain the open space, it's private open space.
And so they're not required to put down a playground or anything like that?
No. The Homeowners Association, unless the actual provisions of the Homeowners Association require it, no, that's considered private open space, and it's managed according to whatever the HOA says. If it's public open space, then the town takes title to it, and it's available to use by any members of the public that want to.
Okay.
Personally, I would like to see. Yes, I'm going to gavel so I can talk. Personally, I would like to see it remain open space because all of this is going to go back on the Homeowners Association, which are the homeowners. So at some point in time, the homeowners will be responsible for maintaining all the open area, cutting the grass and taking care of it. If there's park equipment there, the homeowners are going to be responsible for taking care of that. And as we found out in the meeting the other night, the water management ponds are also going to become the responsibility of the development, the Homeowners Association. So the Homeowners Association fees can start adding up to cover all these things. I've had people tell me, what's the difference between that and a condo fee? A lot of people shy away from condos because the condo fees. And basically, this is the same thing. And I think homeowners, a lot of realtors don't make homeowners aware. And when they get hit with this, it's a total shock and surprise to them. So I think if the expense is going to be on the homeowners, then the choice should be on the homeowners.
I have a question, Mr. Hugg, about cash donations in lieu of land dedication. During our discussion at the workshop, there was some discussion about that. Do we have a formula now?
We do have a formula now. It's part, and I apologize, I don't know what the actual amount is. It's part of the fee structure that you adopt each year.
Okay.
When you do building permits and whatever, there is a specific fee in lieu of parkland.
One other question I have here is there's no tying in the final acceptance of the development, and that might be in another ordinance.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but as far as the open space, do we require that a HOA be formed prior to final acceptance?
Yeah.
of
we do. It's established and recorded. The HOA agreement, correct me if I'm wrong here, Terry, but it's recorded at the same time the final site plan is recorded, I believe, isn't it?
That was a question that I had. We had I know that was something that was discussed, and we actually had written an ordinance amendment a long time ago about homeowners association. It's one that Dominic had written, and I really don't know if that was ever finally adopted or not. But I mean, if that ordinance was adopted, then the homeowners association has to be formed, and the paper's recorded. I think it's prior to the final site plan approval.
I think, yeah. I don't know whether the ordinance. I remember the discussion, but I mean that's our practice: is that the HOA is recorded and becomes a legal document, and is supposed to be part of the documents that every homeowner gets when they actually go to settlement.
I just wanted, because there wasn't a mention in here, and I know it's a real problem in the county and in the state, because there's not too many viable homeowners associations out there.
If I can address that, I know that the ordinance that, you know, and I want to run it down if it's actually ever adopted, but the ordinance that Dominic drafted was pretty thorough. It required the homeowners association to be formed by the developer. It required that the declaration of restrictions be recorded before the sale of the lots, and it actually had requirements in the declaration of restrictions that there had to be provision for assessments, that there had to be an enforcement mechanism, that the assessments would be a lien against the property, provided that the town did not have any obligation, but did have the right, if it so chose, basically to step in and enforce those if the homeowners association failed to do so. Okay. So they were pretty effective. I just want to make sure they got adopted.
I know that's the language we're using in the
maybe you got adopted
in the agreements. Maybe they, I believe they might have.
Could you can you check that and let me know? And if it reads real good, I'll give it to the state too. They got adopted.
Gene, what did you want to change on here to 5%?
The 10%.
I would like to really look at changing that grade from 10% to 5%. I just think it's a much more effective grade for active open space, such as ball fields or soccer fields or something like that.
It's at the bottom of the
bottom of the third page.
You want to amend your motion, Gene?
Okay. Let me amend the motion, and then we can discuss it and see what everybody thinks. I'll amend my motion by stating acceptance of ordinance number 005-07. With the amendment on page 3, section 7, slopes greater than 5%.
Is the maker of the motion, or the seconder, Mr. Thornton, are you okay with it?
Yes.
Okay. Mayor Stombaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Sherwin Atkinson here. Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Motion passes. 8C, council responsibilities.
I had this put on the agenda. There's been a lot of confusion, and probably a lot of confusion with council members and also with the public. Just who's responsible for what, and I wanted to remind everybody, this council acts as a whole. There is no member on this board that has any more power than another member, irregardless of titles or anything else. We all have one vote. We all have one voice, and we make that voice and that vote known. And I just want to remind the public, and I also want to remind the council members that we are all in this together. We need to communicate with each other. We need to act as one, and not. We all have opinions. I certainly have my own, but I try very hard not to voice my personal opinions. But I do try to voice the opinions of all of council, and I would strongly urge the other council members to do the same thing. If you're not sure of what the councilmen think, we all have telephones, we all have emails. By all means, give me a call anytime, or bring it up at a council meeting.
Councilman Mullen, you brought it up, so we'll bring it up at the meeting. Part of that is directed towards me, and I have requested from the town hall to have this. After I was elected, I asked to have a workshop where we could sit down and talk as a council with having new members so that everybody would know what their responsibilities are. It's pretty vague in the charter. I sat and I read the charter again. I think I know the charter pretty well. I read through the charter and the ordinance. I was elected as mayor. I was not elected as a council person. I was elected as mayor. That I have one vote, yes. I am part of council, yes. But there are other responsibilities for the mayor. And I know you're upset because I have been trying to move forward and do some things. And I have asked the town manager for a workshop where we could sit down with the town attorney and get this straightened out. I'm really kind of shocked that you would say this because you have taken some things upon yourself that I will not bring out to the public right now. And just as Councilman Presley said today, somebody came to him with a problem, and he came to the town hall, and he took care of it. So there are certain things that that we need to do. And we do have an opinion, and there is a thing called freedom of speech, and each of us are entitled to voice our opinion, as long as we are not voicing it as a total of the council. As long as we say that it is our opinion, we have that right. And to give the audience an example, two of the councilmen were upset with the last article that Delaware State News did with me and how trivial it is. The comment was made to me, "You stood down at Four Corners in the exact same spot that Mark Schaefer stood in." And I'm like,
okay, I want to make a motion to move this executive session. Okay. It's crossed the line. I think this is something that
it hasn't crossed the line. It is. I promise to keep the public informed, and we can either do it here or I will do it in a letter to the newspaper, whichever way you want to do it. But the public will be kept informed.
Pat, those comments were not directed at you. I wholeheartedly agree with a workshop. But I also know the charter fairly well. I particularly know the sections that gives the council and the council members their power. And yes, I know you have a title, but it still doesn't grant you any more power than any other council member on this board. And I just want everybody to be aware of the responsibility that we have.
Well, it'll be very responsibility, good to have the workshop.
Our responsibility is to this town. It's not personal or anything else. It's for the good of the town, not ourselves, not any one group of this town or anything else. It's for the entire town.
Well, Mr. Mullen, I went and I talked to George Wright and I talked to Biff Noonan because I wanted to get some advice from past mayors. And they said that there are times when if somebody comes into town, they normally ask to meet with the mayor. They don't ask to meet with the whole council.
Okay. Now I'm getting hit.
No,
I'll give it back.
Thank
we
you.
Got an executive session at the end of the council meeting. Let's leave it like that. The audience don't need to hear all this. They got other business to take care of.
The audience.
You just be quiet. Just the fact.
I don't think so.
I said my piece, and it wasn't directed at any one member. So, yeah.
Madam Mayor, not to stir the pot anymore, but I just want to go on record that this would not be an appropriate topic for the executive session.
Thank you very much.
Public officials, not employees.
Which is why it was on the agenda in the open session.
Okay. So it will be discussed openly. 8D, separation of the Audit Committee from the Finance Committee.
I actually brought that up a couple weeks ago, and since that time we have met with the auditor and the audit committee.
Is your mic on?
Yes. Why, you guys can't hear me?
Mm-mm.
Whoa, that's a first. And the audit committee and the auditors, when I asked about it, they were fine with everything the way it was and didn't see a need to separate them from the finance committee.
So do you want to strike it from the agenda?
I'd like to strike it from the agenda.
Okay. I don't believe we need a motion to do that. We'll just consider it stricken.
Okay, 8E, discussion of charter review committee. I asked for that to be put on the agenda. Bill Hill, was chairman of the charter review committee, and he has come to me and resigned because of health issues. We were a little short on that committee to begin with. In the beginning, council felt that no council person should serve on that committee. Again, talking with George Wright and Biff Newnham, they felt that, in their opinion, the whole committee should be council people. But we have two spots open on the Charter Review Committee, and I would like to recommend recommend myself as chairperson, and I would like to add Barbara Alsop.
How many is on that committee?
I believe there was only four, so now with Mr. Hill off, it makes it three.
Mayor Stonewall, when the Charter Review Committee was last fully empowered, the members of the committee were former Mayor Wright, Councilman Ripa, and Councilman Messick. That was the Charter Review Committee, and the staff was town solicitor and the town manager. If that helps you in any regard, that's the committee that prepared the most recent version of the charter.
I didn't know the town solicitor could be on a committee.
As a staff person, he can be.
I would sure like to have him on the committee.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take off?
Terry Jaywer.
I wouldn't see myself as a member of the committee. That wouldn't displace anybody.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Neither he nor I on that committee or on any other committees were actually members of the committee.
Is Doug
on that committee? I don't have
Charter Review.
No council members.
No council members.
No, because that's right. Because you
said we did not want a council member on that because it had to deal with the charter.
That's who knows it the best.
I don't know if I really agree with that. And he's going to love me for this. I'm going to make a motion that that we recommend Councilman Shervinak as chairman and Mayor Stomba to be on the Charter Review Committee.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Presley?
Yes.
Okay.
Discussion?
Shervinak as chairman and Mayor Stombach as a member. Is that your motion, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Yes, we have a second, Mr. Presley.
Oh, you seconded, sorry. Okay. Discussion?
It was his idea that we had that committee, and seeing as he's not here tonight, yeah.
So that puts him on four committees.
No, I believe he's only on three.
He was all councilmen, except I missed Bill. I'm sorry, Bill. But all councilmen were on three committees prior to this. Why don't we put Bill on it then? He's only on two committees.
I'm on enough.
This is an area that Doug and I have talked about quite a bit, and he has expressed an interest, a very big interest, in getting this moving forward.
Mr. J. Work, can we do we need to have his approval before we move forward on this?
Well, he can always turn it down if he chooses not.
Okay. And then is it appropriate at this time that if he were to turn it down, could we put Barbara Alsop in?
I just think you could do it that way. I just think it might be easier to see what he does, and then if he doesn't accept it, then he can make a decision at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Call the motion. Mr. Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Councilman Sherbin?
Aye.
Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stombaugh?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, emergency awareness program. This is one that I also had put on the agenda. I'm very big into homeland security. I guess part of my background with that is with the airlines. Of course, we're so involved with homeland security. When I became mayor, I started past 2 months now. I've been kind of sitting back a little bit trying to observe and see what areas that we need to make changes and move forward. I talked to Chief Baldwin, and we have been working together over the past 3 weeks, making phone calls with Homeland Security and DLDOT and DEMA. I've been to the fire company. We kind of split it up. The chief took half and I took half. And we went and we talked to these people to find out if there was interest in putting together an emergency awareness program. It wasn't leaving the council out. It was we thought we'd get some answers and then come back to the council with it. My hopes are eventually we can come out with an emergency awareness brochure. They were very excited. All those departments that I mentioned were very excited. While talking to the fire company, I found out that for people for special needs in case of an emergency, they only have a list of 4 people in this town for special needs. Now, we know that there's a lot more people than that, and with all the new people moving in, the other thing, I've lived in Delaware all my life. I was born and raised here. But I don't know why I didn't think of it. We're almost the only way out of Delaware is practically over a bridge. And if the winds get up to 45, 50 miles an hour, they can basically close the bridges, which means we're here in Delaware. So I thought it would be a real good idea if the citizens would have an idea in case of an emergency, where would they go, what would they do. So this is why we started working on this program. I'm excited about it. It's moving forward very well. We would include the police department, the fire company, the town hall, DEMA, DLDOT. Those are pretty much the agencies that would be involved. We do have a meeting set up for July 26th when these different organizations will come together at 5 o'clock. It's during the public safety committee meeting. And we hope to, that's our beginning. We're going to discuss, you know, just try to come together that at that time and start discussing things and see if we can get a program together. So I just wanted to make everyone aware of it. Did you have anything to say about, to add to that, Chief?
Yeah, we're just looking forward to having DEMA and DLDOT visit with us. Obviously, we get to depend on the state plan with Route 13 and Route 1 coming through town. So finding out what the most current plans are they have. Also, the fact that we're just outside the 10-mile limit affects us. So
something interesting about that, they were telling me that, as they said it, we're in spitting different distance of the 10-mile limit. They are trying to expand that to 15 miles. So that's something that's being worked on, too. Okay, HG, grant request.
Yes, I was the one that asked this that this be put on the agenda, and it stems from the discussion we had at the last council meeting on COPS grants. as the chief has mentioned, he looked into it. It was a July 2nd deadline, but as it turns out, it wasn't anything involving universal hiring. It was a different kind of grant. The concern that I have is we spent 16 minutes discussing this of our valuable time. And I made a comment during that time that I had some concerns about being rushed to make a decision on something that I knew very little about. But we did vote on it. I voted for it. As it turned out, I voted for something that I wasn't aware that I was voting for. And I just want this council to know at this point that in the future, unless I can read it, touch it, and absorb it, I will not vote for anything like that again.
I thought that ended up that the chief was going to look into it, and if it wasn't what they thought it was, then he would take no action on it. I thought that's the way it ended.
We approved him to apply for the grant, and we didn't. You don't necessarily have to accept it, but we did vote.
We agreed that the chief would apply for one position, and my point is this. We didn't know what we were voting for.
Okay. I had a different understanding. Okay, under new business. Disposition of police canine.
Yes, Mayor. As council is aware, our department has operated in 2 canine units the last few years. The problem we've had recently is that one of the dogs has been assigned to a number of platoon sergeants. Because of the amount of time of training required to keep the dog certified and current, plus the kennel time as the officer gets off every day, the supervisor has not been able to spend the appropriate amount of time actually doing supervisory duties. So that we can get this accomplished, we're going to eliminate one position, go to one canine. I believe that's sufficient for the town at this time. The issue arises with I believe the dog's about 6 or 7 years old. The life of a police canine is anywhere from 8 to 10 years normally. We could sell the dog, however, the value of the dog is relatively problematic because it's used to this handler. And one of the big issues that I have is the dog and, of course, the handler and his family are become very accustomed to one another. It's almost a member of the family. So I would like to retire the dog. All our retired dogs go to the handlers. I'd like to consider this dog as being retired and return it to the handler. If we do that, we have a waiver form that the handler signs. We turn the ownership of the dog over to that individual. We're no longer liable or responsible for the dog in any way. It's a form that Mr. J. was provided for us. Becomes his dog, his responsibility.
Do we need a motion to?
The dog belongs to the town.
I'll make a motion that we turn police canine, what's his name?
Boomer
over to Sergeant Klink and consider him retired.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Chief, for the record, I'm in favor of letting him take the dog, but I'm opposed of you eliminating the canine position.
Chief, again, why are we eliminating this? Because he's not got enough time to do his other duties?
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion?
Councilman Mullen?
Aye.
Chairman Atkinson here. Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Presley?
Presley, aye.
Mayor Stonewall?
Aye.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Nine B, discussion reference code enforcement issues.
Mayor Stonewall, I'm going to suggest that This be an item discussed by the Business Development Committee at their upcoming meeting. If there are other issues, we could certainly discuss them tonight as well, but there is clearly a fine line that the code enforcement officers, the building inspections people, have to walk every day between enforcing what the town has adopted in the way of ordinances and regulations and, you know, what people willingly and sometimes in that clear defiance of town ordinance do. We have tried as often as possible to be, I don't want to use the terms look the other way, but certainly to be considerate of what people are trying to do with their businesses in particular. But then we get into the situation where we have a complaint and we have to follow up. And it could also be someone in their house or their personal property. You know, if you read our ordinances strictly, we could be out there with yardsticks measuring grass, and we could be out there with tape measures measuring the width of sidewalks, and out there with time clocks when people don't shovel the snow. And, you know, we have an ordinance that says you can't let grass grow on your sidewalk. And there's just a whole host of things that we try to be reasonable and sensitive about. But as I've sort of jokingly said before, we hope we're never asked by the council to look the other way and not enforce the town ordinance, because we're sworn, our officers are sworn to uphold those ordinances. It is an area where we really do need to have some open discussion and perhaps some policy that we either need to maybe amend some ordinances or build in some flexibility for the manager or the inspections manager. But it's a tough area. It's no different than the police officer who has to make a judgment call whether somebody running 51 in a 50 mile an hour speed limit zone is breaking the law or not. You know, you certainly hope you never tell your police officer, well, you know, let them get away with it a little bit, because then you're asking them to violate the law. And my building inspections people are sworn officers. They're not police officers, but they're sworn constables, and they do take an oath to uphold, just like the oath you administered tonight. So it's a long-winded way, I guess, of just asking that this be on the Business and Development Committee's agenda, if Mr. Presley is agreeable.
That's good with me, Dave.
I just have something to say. I apologize, Dave, to you and your staff. If I didn't really mean for your officers to look the other way.
I know you didn't.
I think what I was looking for is, I don't know, just a way to...
The other way.
Just a way to enforce the regulation, but enforce them in a sensible way, I guess. Having been in law enforcement, I know any good code enforcement officer, any good police officer, will not look the other way. They might not write you for everything they can write you for, but they're not going to look the other way. So, and that's not what I was asking, but.
Dave, I just thought, the only, and I agree with Gene, but the only thing that I had a heartache with was when my phone got blown up last week. It was because the whole word anonymous came up. And I thought this council agreed that they would not.
It's my understanding, and this may be something we need to discuss as well, it's my understanding that we will not, And to the best of my knowledge, we are not taking anonymous calls, but we are not releasing the name of the complainer to the person against whom it's brought. Right now, if I were to call and complain about Mr. Mullins' grass,
which I have,
I would be asked for my name and phone number and what have you. But that information would go in an investigative file where it's not open to the public.
So perhaps it was just a. Semantics, the way he
phrased. I'm sure it was. But that is our current practice based on what council had asked us to do.
Can we just refer this to Business Development? Does it need a motion?
I don't. It doesn't need a motion.
Just
to,
it was just a discussion item. So.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. 9D. Tax assessments for homeowner associations and stormwater facilities.
I put this one on the agenda too. I was busy this week. I just found out, and don't ask me how I didn't know this because I should. I just found out that not only does the town assess taxes, but the county does and the state does on open space and on stormwater facilities. I don't know why I thought they were tax-free, but I just assumed that open space was kind of tax-free, or at least at a very, very low tax rate. Apparently, a development in town has got an assessment on a stormwater pond for $200,000. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did too. I thought, what?
More money for the town.
Right. Yeah. And I'm just I'm
out of your pocket.
Well, I'm curious, and I guess I'm looking for answers because I got questions. Do we have a separate tax rate for open space and those type of things? It's still 17 cents.
It's 17 cents $100 of assessed value. Okay. The open space, if the open space is a separately identified parcel, which in most cases it is, it will be valued and a tax bill issued on it as a separate parcel, but it does get a tax.
But the home association can come to the town and get a tax reduction for it.
Yeah.
They fill a form out
Yeah, it's been
and
a while.
And they can get a tax deduction on it. They'll still be taxed, but not a 17 cent.
Right.
Okay.
But it's the home association's job to do that.
It
ain't the town's job to offer it to them. So the association's got to do their job.
Gary, I don't know the legal basis by which the state, the county, and the town have taxed open spaces, but...
Well, it's, I mean, all property, you know, has value.
Has value, right.
You go out here and find a field and, you know, maybe agricultural land or whatever, it's still going to be assessed. My understanding of the way some of these things are done is some homeowner, and this seems a little unusual, but some homeowners associations actually file for tax-exempt status under 501, whatever. And, of course, once they do that, then they become exempt under the state statute and, I guess, under all the county and town. The other thing is on the $200,000 assessment. I just that seems to, more to me like an assessment issue that they should have come to the appeals board,
well,
the homeowners association, because the stormwater management pond is a liability.
It's a new development, and apparently they weren't assessed the tax until the entire development was accepted by the town, and they got a tax bill.
Okay.
They got a tax bill actually 2 months late. And that's what the assessment was on the stormwater.
But ain't we, Dave, ain't we getting ready to do another tax?
We'll do, yeah, we'll
this
do
this month a, or next month or something.
We'll do a cleanup assessment midsummer, right after, actually for the first half of the year. So they could petition council.
Did I know?
Correct the assessment.
To correct the assessment. Now, it won't, I mean, their taxes are already due.
Right.
And, you know, they'd have to come back and. I don't know that we have a provision to reduce the taxes retroactively, but we can certainly, if council said, yeah, we think that's only worth $20,000 instead of $200,000, correct
the assessment. Again, it's the home association's responsibility.
But we do have something in place.
Yes.
That we can, that they can apply to have the tax reduced.
Again, I want to clarify this. What Dave talked about, I'm not familiar with. I just may not know about it, about a procedure where your homeowners association, you just come in and say, oops, we've got open space, we want it reduced. My understanding of the way you do that is through the appeal process on the assessment.
That's right.
Yeah. A special procedure for homeowners associations having open space, it's simply a question of addressing the assessment.
Like I said, I didn't even know we got taxes on the thing, so I'm happy.
There's so much free in this world today.
So we don't miss many opportunities.
There isn't.
Just a
little side note. Kent County put a stormwater facility up for sale at a sheriff's sale on eBay. Just so, you know.
Anybody buy it?
I don't think they've gotten a bid yet.
Okay, 10A, other council business, executive session to discuss personnel matter. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion we go into executive session.
Second.
Second.
To discuss a personnel matter, I stated. Yes.
Oh, to discuss a personnel matter. I'm sorry.
The audience is welcome to wait while we go into executive session. Hopefully, we won't be too long.
Well, let me ask this. There's nothing on the agenda other than adjournment. I doubt if the
and
council
there
will take
any
action.
Decision
so, I mean,
with us, right?
If you all want to stay around, you're perfectly willing, but I think all that's going to happen is we're going to come out and be a motion to adjourn, and we're going to go home.
Do we need to vote on that motion or simply?
Oh. Yeah. We do need to. I thought that was. Did we vote yet on the motion to go into
executive session?
No, we haven't. Councilman Sherbrooke's out here. Councilman Brown?
Aye.
White? Presley?
Presley, aye.
Ms. Thombaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Thornton?
Aye.
Mr. Mullen?
Aye.
I would like to thank you all for coming and spending your time here with us. It does matter.
Thank you, Daryl.
Hey, Dave. Everybody needs these?
Yeah, we can. I mean, what if
you want this?
What's late?
Yeah. It don't matter. You want to go downstairs?
Let's go
downstairs.
She may not get home. They wouldn't help me. I was a single parent with three kids. They told me to sell my car and sell your food stamps. Then I said, how am I going to get to work?
Yeah, there's a utility. Business.
Yeah. Are you talking about
development?
Oh. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Council Gordon?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the community
would call it. Well, the Business Development Committee is people that's coming in new towns.
Good days and the bad days.
Things to business development. And what you do is tell them
to come
in
the town,
see what new businesses are coming in town, try to help them out, show them that you got grants, and show them the
there's a couple of
people. Is there part of your committee where people are requesting, why do we have this, why do we have that? So what's some of the things that they're requesting, some of the citizens?
For the last 2 months,
we don't have to.
I think it would be the sign ordinance. That's what we've been dealing with the last 2 months.
When are you meeting again?
July. Clap your right downstairs. That's what it's going to be on.
We've got
to try to get this signed.
That was one of the things that you guys were doing.
I think I put the thing on here, but I know
that's what we look at.
And he wants to make sure.
Them,
but, you know, I'm going to give him an idea.
Well,
he's in New Jersey.
That's a copy.
Give him the information.
I think it's a copy. I think I can
give him anything he wants to know.
Gary's got so that's
well, I'll come to the meeting.
So this meeting's going to be, Barbara, this meeting's Thursday, next week.
I'll pick up the other ones.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So they're downstairs. I mean, even if I'm, you know, not here, they're right downstairs. Just,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
But this meeting this month is going to be nothing but this sign on it. Because we're going to get this done and over with.
Okay, that would be good.
Thank you.
they didn't fire me.
Please, right? Somebody dropped his cheerleader, so I guess he did. This kid dropped his cheerleader. Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
I just I want to say one more thing too when Bill gets here.
No, we're making
I love
a motion.
You, Pat. I really, really, really do.
What?
Don't forget that.
Do you what?
I said I love you and don't
bullshit
forget
too. No, wait. I have one more thing discussion. I have one more thing to say. This is about the executive session. This was something that was said in executive session. Yes, I can. Nobody's here. Bill. Bill, I just want to clarify something to you. Thanks to what happened between you and I, everybody has a copy of the comprehensive plan now.
I asked for it.
No. Because I asked for them at the planning and zoning meeting, and they told me that everybody had one. And that's why I had to say, Bill Presley told me he didn't have one. And because of that, everybody has one now.
Well,
that's why your name.
Go to Carol.
That's why your name came up.
I can't, Carol. And
I make a motion. We come out of executive session.
Make sure.
We've already been seconded.
Okay.
All
who made the motion?
To make sure everybody had.
Who seconded?
Council secretary. You got to sign.
All in favor?
Aye.
Came out of executive session at
10:15.
Yes.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Oh, wait, I had a motion for Larry to back.